So the Gemara says, "Heifer ripta pera." How does Rosh Chodesh know this? Where is there a perish of pasuk to say that Malkus has the same halacha like Yitzchak? Some Rabbi Abaye says, "Asiyah Rosh Rosha." So Gzeirah Shavah from the word Rosh Rosha. Rashi says, "Nema b'chay v'misois asher hu Rosha lamas." Says the word Rosha there when you kill somebody. "V'nema b'chay v'malkus v'hoyim v'nakos Rosha." Says the Hekesh that Malkus has the same halacha like Misa. Rav Amar Rava says, "Asiyah Maka Maka." There's also a Gzeirah Shavah Maka Maka from Malkus to Misa. So Amalei Rapopla Rava. So Rapopla says back to Rava, "Hi Maka, where's your Hekesh from the word Maka Maka from Misa to Malkus to say they have the same halachas? If you want to tell me your Maka Ben Yishomenu, O Maka Adam Yumos, from the original Tupsukin, that the Vechiski learns it out from, for the Gemara of a Kotlik Siva. That's a pasuk by Kotla, where you kill, not by Malkus. Where's there a pasuk here of Malkus? The Hekesh is only when a person kills at the same halacha when he's Mazik. But where's the riot to Malkus? Ela hai Malkus, in this pasuk of Maka, it says, Maka nefesh bein mishomenu. If you hit an animal, you have to pay. Nefesh tachas nefesh. The Sobachle, right next to it says, V'ish kite mum b'amisoi. Kasher osa ken yasaloi. We have to do back to him, which is only by chayvim Malkus. It's that's by chayvul, hitting somebody. So there's a hekish of hitting somebody to maka nefesh behema. Just like by behema, you always have to pay the money. Who are didn't buy Malkus also, you have to pay the money. Who are didn't buy Malkus also, you always potter for paying the money. Fred Gemara by lav maki. You telling me it's gzeirah shavah from the words maka maka? It doesn't say the word maki here. It just says, v'ish kite mum b'misoi. Good, a mum means a wound that comes through hakor, through a hit. But it doesn't say in the pasuk the word maka. And you're telling me the Gzeirah Shavah is the words maka, maka, put it together. So what's the nechnami? Anan hakor, hakor kamrinin. I didn't mean to say it's Gzeirah Shavah from the word maka, maka, but from the Indian shaboy. Hakor, a mum that you got a wound through being hit, is also like hakor. So it says here, by hitting somebody, a lashon of mum through hitting, and it says by an animal when you hit, but just like when you hit an animal, you're always chayiv, who are then by Malkus, you're always potter. Fred Gemara, no. Vatik siv, b'chayv b'chaveri hu desiv. This pasuk of kasherosa ken yasala is talking about where you hit your friend. Now we had before, v'chayv b'chaveri, whenever you hit your friend, even though it's a lav of lo yosef, you're not allowed to hit your friend. Like we spoke out from the Rambam, it doesn't mean a love tap. You're allowed to hit your friend to play around, stam as friends. Mashenka, it means the Rambam says the lav of lo yosef is when you're fighting somebody, you're angry at him. When you're fighting with somebody, there's a lav atara not to hit him. So if you hit somebody, there was said before, even though you're chayiv malchus, still there's a ferish apostik that you have to pay money. For the more b'chayv b'chaver b'aytash tumamu, adarab, you have to pay money. So how could you make this hekesh here? Just like by behema yois chayiv, by malchus yois potter, by the malchus of chayv b'chaver, just the opposite. You have to pay money. Tumar says, emenu inyan lakol sheyesh moshav apruta. If you don't need it in the case where you hit somebody and you made a damage worth a shav apruta, then the locker is you have to pay the money and you don't get malchus. Is to Nuinyan Lako Shane Bashavapruta. Put it better to a case where you hit somebody and there's no Shavapruta. There's no Shavapruta, you didn't make a damage to him, you stam slapped him in the face. And you didn't damage him, so such a case there's no money involved. That's the case you have to pay, you get Malkus. So there is a case by Choyvold that you get Malkus. But for the Gemara of a Saif, Lav Batash Tumenu. Still there's no proof from that pasuk over there, because there's no money involved. If you only hit your friend, a hakor less than a shavapruta, there's no money involved. So how can you learn out from here, just like you're potter for money over here, you're always potter. The reason why you're potter over here, because there's no money involved. But maybe if there would be money involved, maybe you would have to pay. So you can't bring a proof from this pasuk that's talking about hakor, where you hit your friend, and the reason why you're getting malchus and not money, is because you didn't ruin him at all. So then what's the proof? You're potter for mammon? Maybe when you give him a kosh, yesh v'shem apruta, that you do have to pay the money, maybe it's always that way by Malkus you have to pay money. So Mor says, lo tzricha, I'll tell you, the pasuk is talking about like this. Lo tzricha de bahade de machia. At the same time when you're hitting your friend, you're angry at him, you're doing a machmas kas, you're over a lav lo yosef, you're hitting him, True, you didn't hit him that hard. You didn't ruin him. You didn't do any damage to him. But still, Korah Shirayim Delay. You ripped his shirt. You ripped his shirt the same time when you slapped him in the face. You ripped his shirt. Now, by slapping him in the face, you're over a lav of La Yosef. For that, you need to get Malchus. For ripping his shirt, you should have to pay it back. You should have to pay back how much the shirt is worth. We say, now, come Leb the Rabbi, they know. Since at the same time, when you ripped his shirt, you're supposed to get Malchus for hitting him, the locker is you get Malchus, and you put it for paying money. So that's what the Pasuk is talking about. That there is a case that because of this lav, you're going to get Malchus and not pay money. So mel the lechel aktabo. Just like when you hit an animal, you're always chayiv. The same way when you're doing an avera that has malchus in it, since sometimes you're potter from paying money when there's malchus mamish, which like a shows, because of that, you're always potter. Malchus also has this chiddush of misa that you're always potter, you don't have to pay the money. So therefore, Resh Lakish says the only pshat for now Mishnah that says if you live with your sister, that you have to pay a knas, again, is only according to Rav Meir, that old cycle like your mishalim. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, since it's an Aveira that has Malchus to it, you would never have to pay money. Oh, Malay Rav Chila Rava, so Chia says back to Rava. Well, the Torah of the Vechiskiya, according to the Torah of the Vechiskiya, the Yoma that says, Maka Odom or Maka Behema, the original Hekish. So, Mimai Debechok said, the original Hekish was, just like when a man hits another animal, he's always Chayis to pay, because he's a Mazik. The same when we hit an Adam and kill a man, you should know you're always potter, you never have to pay. For the who says you're hitting the animal on the weekday? And maybe there's no difference. You always have to pay. Dilma b'Shabbos ksiv. Maybe it's talking about on Shabbos, when you hit the animal on Shabbos. To be behema gufik equal a fluge. Then if you kill an animal on Shabbos, also it depends. If you kill an animal on Shabbos, you're potter from paying the money. You know why? Because you're chayiv misa. If you kill an animal, it's one of the lama test malachis, you're chayiv misa. So who says the pasuk of Makir Behema, where a man hits an animal, he's an odom amazik, he always has to pay, no matter how it's done. Who says the pasuk is talking about on the weekday? In the weekday, true, you always have to pay. Maybe the pasuk is talking about on Shabbos. If you kill an animal on Shabbos, you should know you're potter from paying the value of the animal. Because you chayiv misa, you did a nav malacha, like a shrita. Let's say you shech the animal on Shabbos. So in such a case, taki you chayiv misa, so you potter from paying the money. So how do you know this pasuk is saying that you're always chayiv to pay the money? Even by makir behema, maybe there's a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Mar says, let's talk about it. This you can't think. The pasuk says, O makir behema yishalmenu. If a man hits an animal, he has to pay. If he ruins the animal, he's a mazik, he ruined it. Adam mu'ud li'olam, he has to pay. Then it says, umaka adam yumas. If a man kills another man, he gets killed. Hechidam, what are we talking about? Either lo'y asra bay, if you did not warn him over if he wasn't warned. Says, so maka adam ama yumas. Why, if you kill another man, why are you chayiv misi, you weren't warned? We don't kill you unless you warned. Ela pshita di asra bay. Pshita we're talking about now, where you were warned. Since you were warned, that's why you chayiv misa. Now, vi b'Shabbos, if you want to say we're talking about on Shabbos, if so, makabe mi yishamenu. Vi b'Shabbos, makabe mi yishamenu, why? If it's talking about on Shabbos right now, how could the pasuk say, makabe mi yishamenu, if you hit an animal, you have to pay. Why do you have to pay? If we're talking about you were warned now, if you were warned, so you were warned for the Yisra Shabbos, you should always be chayiv misa. So why do you have to pay? What's John the Pasuk? How could the Pasuk say you're going to have to pay? Elolav b'chol. How about the Pasuk is talking about now b'chol? It's not talking about on Shabbos. So therefore, b'chol on the weekday, then there's never a difference. In the weekday, the law is whenever you're a mazik, you kill an animal, you hit an animal, the thing is you always have to pay the owner how much it was worth. So the same way, if you kill another man, just like when you kill him b'mezid, you don't have to pay any money involved if you ruined your shirt. If you ruined him also, you don't have to pay the money. The same way, if you kill him b'shegeg, even though you're potter from Isa, still you're potter from paying the damim. That's the machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reb Shlokish. So maskana is everybody agrees that the misa shegegin, everybody agrees you're potter from paying. You say, come live with the Rabbi Nei. For Tana the Bechizkiya, if you kill somebody, b'shegeg, even though you don't get killed, still you're potter from paying money. The machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is by Chayvei Malkus. Where you do an aver of Malkus, you do it b'shoigeg. You were not warned. Where you don't get Malkus, Rish Lakish says, still you're part of paying the money. Rabbi Yechon says, no, since you don't get Malkus, by Kedei Rish Osoi, there we say it's only when you get the Malkus. But if you did it b'shoigeg, you don't get the Malkus, and echnami, then you have to pay the money. Omer le Rapopel Abayis. Rapopel said to Abayi now, le Rabba, according to Rabba, Rabba tell us before was, Tiyoma Chidishu Shechit Shetara B'Knas. Rabba before said a Chidish, that by Knas, Rav Meir agrees, even though, Lamashul, you stole an animal before Shabbos, and then you shechted it on Shabbos. The loch is, when you make a Gnevo Tzficha, you chayet to pay Dal V'hei. So Rabba before said, even though you made the Tzficha, the Shechita on Shabbos, and you chayev nisa because you shechted an animal on Shabbos, still you have to pay dal vehei. You still mechuyev to pay the knas. Why? Rabbi says because since the money of dal vehei is knas, knas is a chiddush. Part of the chiddush of knas is even though you chayev misa, still you have to pay the knas. That was Rabbi's chiddush. When do we say come live the Rabbi Nein? By mamon. If you would steal it on Shabbos, you'd be parted from stealing. Because stealing is mamon, when you steal something to pay it back, that you have to pay back the value of it. But in the case where you're a geneva, the tofach, where you shechted it to pay back dal vei, that's a knas, that you have to pay even though you have a chiv misa. That was Rabbi's chiddush. V'yaf agav de mikdala mishalim. For the Gemara, if so, masnisa k'ma mukim lo. Who does our Mishnah go like? Ikar of meya, the way Rosh Lakish wanted to say our Mishnah goes according to a meya. That's why if you live with your sister, you have to pay a knas. Because we said, like in a mishalim, Fred Gemara of Saul, Kasha Bitoi, it shred the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, if a man is man, is lives with his own daughter, the next Mishnah says, you're part of paying a knas. Because if a father lives with his own daughter, he's Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. When you're Chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, then we say, come live the Rabbi Nei, you don't have to pay the money. But according to Rab, it's only knas. So for a knas, you should have to pay. Who does the next Mishnah go like? Ikrab Nechunya Ben Akona. If our Mishnah goes like a Mechunya Ben Akonah holds on an Aveira of Chayvei Krisus, also you say, come live the Rabbi Nei, Kasha Choysei, then Avadit Shrei our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say if you live with your sister, you have to pay a Knas, Yechayev Koros for living with your sister? According to Rabbi Nechunya, Chayvei Krisus is like Yom Kippur, is like Shabbos, that you say, come lay. Ikrab Yitzchak, Elam Avagon according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Shit Rabbi Yitzchak says that by Chayvei Krisus, he holds there's no Chi of Malkus altogether. If Yitzchak holds on a lab that has chorus to it, there's no Malkus. Fred Gemara, Koponim Kashim Mamzeres? Koponim the Mishnah Shver Mamzeres? Mamzeres, there's no Krisis, there's only a Chayvei Lavin. Salkam, our Mishnah says you have to pay the money. What happened to the Malkus? Why don't we say rather we'll give you Malkus if you're minus a Mamzeres? You should get Malkus for living with a Mamzeres and not have to pay a Knas. So again, Honichi Sabalak Rabbi Yechon. If our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yechonon, Honami Mataras Lak Rabbi Yechonon. We create this according to Rabbi Yechonon Shita. That holds what? We're talking about you were not warned. We didn't give you Hasra. You weren't warned by living with your sister. Therefore, you don't get Malkus. Since you don't get Malkus, Malkus Shogin, we don't say as Potter. That's why you have to pay back the money. Eli Sava Koresh Lakas. It holds like Koresh Lakas that holds. For Shogin. You also Potter for money. Hechim Mataras Law. How could they learn Shanao Mishnah? Is Akocha Rabbi Yechonon Tzirili. Enechnami. Rabba has to learn our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabba learns that our Mishnah that says that your potter is not according to Rabbi Meir, it's according to the Rabbanan Shita. According to Rabbanan, then why do you have to get, why do you pay Knas? A Teretzit like Rabbi Yechonon, where you do not have Asura, since they did not warn you that you don't get Malkus, Malkus Shogin is not potter. Therefore, you have to pay Knas. So our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yechonon. According to Rish Lakish and Echnami, Rabba cannot learn like Rish Lakish. Oh, Malay Rav Masla Abaya. The Resh Lakish, the Yom, according to Resh Lakish, that says the Ferris Rips of Torah, Chayvi Malkus and Chayvi Mises. Man Tana the Polygon of the Chunya Ben Akona. So, Chulak is asking a new question now. According to Resh Lakish, that says that by Chayvi Malkus, even Beshegeg, still you're potter from paying money, so Chulak, who could argue on Yom Nechunya Ben Akona? That Yom Nechunya Ben Akona says that Chayvi Krisis, he also has a din of Kamlai by the Rabbi Minei. So Chura, even if you want to argue on him, the Chura, you would say that Chayiv Krisis does not have a Ptur of Kumlei B'Rabbi Minei. It's only when you Chayiv Misa, but not Chayiv Krisis. But the Chura, the Kashri is every Chayiv Krisis has a Lav to it also. So any time there's a Lav, the Chura, according to Rash Lakish,
even in the case that it's shogig. You didn't have asroah, but still you should also be potter from paying the money. Because of the Malkish Shaboy, as the Malkish Shogigin. So who could argue on Yom Nechunya Ben Akana? Like in his din, like who could say that in the case of the Chayv Krisis, you would have to pay money. Look, even if you want to argue that the Chayv Krisis does not free you, does not pat you from Mammon, but I call upon him the Chiv Malkus, the Lav Shaboy, should pat you from Mammon, according to Resh Lakish, that holds Chayv Malkus Shogigin is Potter. So first of all, the Gemara says, one teretz is ik Reb Meir. Either it could be Reb Meir sheet that Reb Meir holds, like your Mishalim. So even though there's Malkus, still you would have to pay money. It's only a vort from Chayve Misa, and that part is, that says, come live with the Rabbi Minayim. And according to Mechunni Ben Akona, and Echnami, Chayve Krisis also part is you. But the Rabbanon that argue Mechunni Ben Akona, they held Chayve Krisis, does not have the Chayme as Misa, does not part you from come live with the Rabbi Minayim, just for the fact of the love of the Malkus Shaboy, and Echnami, according to Reb Meir, the cloud would be like your Mishalim. So one shot who would argue in the Chunim and Akona would be Reb Meir Shita. So the Mori E, Reb Yitzchak, or else it has to be Reb Yitzchak Shita. That Reb Yitzchak holds that by Chayvei Krisis, true the terrorist has a love, but since this love is given to get Kuris, you do not get Malkus for that love. This love is not given for Malkus. According to Reb Yitzchak, any love that has Kuris, there's no chi of Malkus at all. So Mela, even Resh Lakish says, that Chayvi Malkus Shogigin patas you, that's only when there's a chi of Malkus. Just you did it b'shogig without being warned, that's why you don't have Malkus. But over here where it's Chayvi Krisis, such a lav, according to Yitzchak, the Chlal does not have Malkus, that's the case that you would have to pay money. But according to him, the Chunya Ben HaKonah holds, Chayvi Krisis Alta Din Misa, has the Pturv Kamle B'Rabbi Minei, you're potter from paying money. But according to Reb Yitzchok, if you argue in the Mechunni Ben Akon that holds, as the Chayvi Misa Shaboy, the Chayvi Krisis, does not part you come live the Rabbi Minei, only because of the Malkus Shaboy, according to Reb Yitzchok, by Chayvi Krisis, there's no Malkus. If Yitzchok holds that it says a law by Chayvi Krisis, it's only for the purpose of the Korah Shaboy. But there's no Malkus in such a law. So Mela, they would merely have to pay money. There'd be no Ptur for Malkus. Mela, you'd have to pay money. Alright, we'll stop here.